will have a special event and he can ride her.
I love this idea.
It can be for charity or something. We can sell tickets for charity.
Yeah, we'll place bets on how long he actually stays on.
This is the Mark for Greatness podcast, the official podcast of the American Paint Horse Association, co-hosted by Dr. Billy Smith and Stephen Hayes, bringing you the latest and greatest of the paint horse world. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Welcome to the Mark for Greatness podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Stephen Hayes, and along with me again today is the great Dr. Billy Smith. We got a couple of great guests with us today. Super excited about them. Hey, Doc, why don't you introduce who we got?
Well, we've got two important people in the cutting horse world. I'm going to start with our own Sonny Bates. So, you know, one of the things that's been important in the cutting horse world lately is our development of Chrome Cash. And Sonny's been instrumental in developing that. And one of the people, one of the individuals who's taken advantage of that is Kenley Marvin, who's got a super sweet Cinderella Cat cutter. And it's fantastic, got a lot of color. And it's just, she's just done a great job developing the horse.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for being here today.
Yep, honored to be here.
Absolutely. Sonny, you've been instrumental in our Chrome Cash program. It started, I believe, in 2019. It has rapidly grown. We've had a lot of success, especially here this last month with the maturity ending, huge payouts, so on and so forth. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the program, how it started and why it started, and you know what the progression has been like, and then maybe talk a little bit of numbers about NCHA.
The program was started to incentivize performance horses to register their horses that qualified with color or breeding into APHA.
So when you talk about to incentivize, and let's talk about those incentives, what happened at this year's NCHA Futurity? It seems like that was a pretty good incentive, at least in my book.
Yes, last year, the 2020 NCHA Futurity had a total of 55 entries and paid out about $29,000. This year, we had our biggest event ever with 140 Chrome Cash entries, and the payout was $72,105.
Yeah, almost a 300% increase in entries and payout. That's pretty amazing. And the coolest thing about that is that gives these horses with chrome, actually, they're able to put that on their lifetime earnings. So something that other horses that don't have the chrome, per se, don't get to take part in, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
And we have the same, the NRCHA has grown just as, not quite as rapidly with as many entries, but we did have 12 at the Snaffle Bit Futurity last year. And this year we had 32. So definitely growing.
Yeah, absolutely. Almost doubling in size in some of those. And these don't just necessarily happen at the NCHA Triple Crown or the Snaffle Bit, but we've had these a couple other places as well throughout the country in 21. And I'm sure we're developing 22 schedule, but you probably check the website, things like that, to find where the closest Chrome Cash programs are to you, right?
Yes. Last year there was 6 NCHA limited aged events that offered it, plus the 3 Triple Crowns. The NRCHA, it was at 4 of their premier events last year. It will be at all 5 of them. And all 5 of those with the NRCHA will have 2,000 added. And like you said, I am working on the NCHA added money events and getting that solidified. So that will be on the Chrome Cash website soon.
Cool. Well, let's, Doc, if you got any more questions for Sonny, I'll let you do that. Otherwise, I'm going to get, no offense, Sonny, but I'm going to get into the real story of today.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I want to get into the real story of today.
Yeah, much more interesting.
No. So I'm going to jump right in here, Kenley. So when your mare, Cinderella Cat, won the NCHA Summer Spectacular Derby Non-Pro Championship, walk us through that whole thing. It looked pretty emotional to me at the end, for sure.
Well, it was definitely such a dream come true. Not only to get to do something that great, but to get to do something that great on a paint horse was just mind blowing to me. It felt like I was living a fairy tale as it was happening.
Ooh, that there is a quotable quote right there. A fairy tale as it was happening. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Tell us about the run. Yeah, let's hear about the run.
So I'm not going to lie to you guys. I didn't know that I was going to win. I didn't go down there thinking tonight's my night. It was my very first Triple Crown non-pro finals ever. And to say that we were the underdog would be an understatement. I mean, we were not on anybody's radar. And so we go down there and we cut the first cow and it goes really well. And we quit and cut the second cow. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is even better. And at that point, the crowd had really gotten into it. And I didn't really realize how good it was going. But I turned around and I look at my dad, who's always in my corner. And he was like, come on, get this last cow. And so I'm driving up through there and we're like, you know, this one. And then it was just like meant to be that this just perfect cow popped out. And I put my hand down and it just hit her right in the middle, which is where she's so pretty. And I don't know, when the buzzer went off, I knew it was good. I didn't know if we were going to go to the lead or not, but I knew it was good. And I was petting her and we're riding out and the score popped up. And then it was just like, oh my gosh, we did it. We accomplished this.
Tommy knew though. He knew, right?
He knew.
He knew. You may not have, but he knew.
It's kind of crazy because he told me the night before, he said, you're going to win tomorrow night. And I said, Dad, there's no way. And he said, no, you're going to win tomorrow night. And so he knew before it ever even started.
Yeah. How about that? That's a pretty good story right there to call it out before it ever happens. And then it actually happened. Yeah. So I have a question, you know, as you went through with, cause I believe you started Cinderella Cat and then your dad jumped in and helped you through the process after that, as far as getting her show ready. You know, as you walked through there, having a loud paint horse, you know, not just a chromed horse, but I mean a loud paint. I'm sure you were teased at times here and there with you being a minority along the group, but how did that dynamic change from, you know, while you were going through the process to then, you know, kind of putting your spur on their throat during the finals there?
So leading up to, so training her as a 2-year-old, that's probably where we should start. She was a very difficult horse. She didn't want to do things my way. She wanted to do things her way and still does. But she was very difficult, but we figured it out. She figured me out and I figured her out. And it was like overnight, all of a sudden she went, oh, okay, let's do it like this. And so up until that point, I had gotten a lot of ridicule from my family. They were like, oh, we told you that you shouldn't have bought that horse and all this stuff. And, but then, like I said, just overnight, it was a complete change. And then my dad was watching me work her and he was like, Kinley, she's looking pretty good. And I was like, yeah, I think so too. And so when she turned 3, he took her over. And at first he was like, oh, you know, she's okay. Mostly just giving me a hard time. But then all of a sudden, about a week before the futurity started, he was like, oh my gosh, this is a really, really good horse. And I was like, you think so? And he said, yeah. So we go to the futurity and she wasn't quite ready yet. She was kind of a late bloomer. So we went and she was good, but she wasn't as good as she was going to get. Mm-hmm. So we go on to the super stakes, and by the super stakes, she is like on it. So she makes the finals there with my dad, but she got hurt. And so I had to sell my spots and he showed her, and there was people trying to buy her from me. This is the same people that have been kidding me about her up until that point. And I said, no, I'm not going to sell her. Well, I get home from the super stakes and she has torn her hind suspensory almost completely in two. Mm. And the mare never even limped. I mean, she is so tough. You want to talk about heart. And So they're like, you know, you're going to have to leave her off. So from the Super Stakes until the Derby, she wasn't rode till a week before the Derby started. And then we go into the Derby and she wins for me. She not only won, she made the limited non-pro finals and she made the open finals and got fourth. And between April to July, she wasn't even rode.
Is it kind of fun to just sort of tease back now? And, you know, all those people gave you a little, just to kind of, you know, poke your finger in their eye a little bit.
Yeah, yes, it is. You know, that day at the sale, when her and her mom went through the sale, I wanted them and I knew that I wanted them. And, you know, my dad, he's a pretty supportive guy. So he was like, you know, if that's what you really want, if you're really sure. But he had trainer friends that were like, no, Tommy, we know her mom and she's had other babies and they haven't been good. And you shouldn't do this. But my dad let me. And it turned out to be the world's greatest decision, because not only did she give me Keeper, but Cinderella Cat. But I've got a three-year-old, fixing to be four, that I recently sold that is a really nice horse. And I've got a two-year-old as well that's a 3-4 sister to her that I think is really special.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Kind of starting your own breeding legacy there with that one. So that's pretty amazing. You know, I think it should be mentioned too that, you know, I think Cinderella Cat is an amazing horse, but it's pretty impressive looking at your stats. I mean, you're a youth. How old are you now, Kinley? Maybe 22, 23, if that old?
I just turned 23.
23, yeah. And so I think when you won that non-pro at the Derby 2019, so then you'd been 20 or so right in there. And you already had $160,000 won through your youth career. That's pretty an impressive number for a young person coming up through the, especially the equine ranks.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, 23, Steven. How does that make you feel?
I still feel pretty good. It's not even 10 years difference there. So I'm feeling pretty confident in it. I won't ask you how you feel about it, but
you know what? I'm comfortable with my age. Comfortable.
Yeah. Are you comfortable with the gray hair too? Or is that?
I am comfortable with it. I'm just fine with it, or I'd shave it off.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it helps too, I guess, Kinley, when you have a NCHA Hall of Famer, to get that kind of dollar bills in your background, helping you along the way. Right.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, from the second I got home from the hospital when I was born, the very first thing he did was sit me on a horse. And from that point on, I was his buddy. So anything he did, he had me on a horse behind him.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk, you know, let's go back to Cinderella Cat for just a minute, though. You know, she had that big win, was awesome, kind of made a splash again across the industry. But the, you know, that wasn't the only thing she's won. And you've taken her on to over 100,000+ now. I don't know where that number is, but I know it's 100,000+ in winnings and earnings, which is quite amazing. And I believe some of those earnings are Chrome Cash earnings. So let's talk about your involvement with Chrome Cash and what you think of the program as it's progressed. Because, you know, Cinderella Cat was one of the first that really made in the recent years, really made a splash in the cutting scene. So just like to hear your thoughts.
Well, I mean, the Chrome Cash has been incredible. You know, not just for her, but I've got other horses too, that Sunny has helped me double register that had a lot of wide on them. And, you know, there's people that at the beginning, when you tried to sell them a paint horse, they'd be like, oh, you know, that's a paint horse. But now they go, oh, Chrome Cash, that sounds like a pretty good deal. So thanks to Sunny, that's become a really incredible program.
Yeah. Let's not give her too many compliments. I don't want your head too big, but yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, the question I guess I have too, is it when you're showing these horses, as you begin to develop, how important it is for you as a cutter, not specifically a paint cutter, but as a cutter to, as you build your new breeding program, as you know, with paints or whatever it is, but how important is it you forget those earnings on your horses? Cause you know, the nice thing about Chrome Cash, or the great thing about it, is if you have Chrome, Nobody else, you have to have chrome to get chrome cash. So it's your own incentive that, you know, if you don't have enough white, you don't get.
Exactly right. You know, recently I just sold that first baby out of Cinderella Cat. And as they were talking about her and about, you know, all of her earnings, there has to be a good 10,000 of that, at least, if not more, that's chrome cash money. And every cent makes a difference when you're talking about selling babies.
Yeah.
So that has been a huge boost for her.
100%. Yeah. I think it was, I was watching a lot of that sale and, you know, the cult you mentioned, you know, very loud, but even those colts that went through there, that maybe weren't so loud, but just had a high leg or, you know, big ball face, things like that, that were APHA double registered or APHA registered. You know, they would talk about the Chrome Cash program, which, you know, Phil was mentioning the Chrome Cash program. I think that's a huge win for the program itself. Yeah. So what's your goal as you have gone through with Cinderella Cat? I know you bred her a couple of times. Obviously, you sold that one colt, hashtag blessed, in the sale. So is that the goal, just to breed and sell? Or are you looking for that next great one to take to the futurity?
I think that my next great one is going to be her little sister. Her little sister is the last one out of her mother. I lost her last year. She was getting up in age. But as far as Cinderella Cat goes, you know, there's two that age, which a lot of people didn't know as far as the yearlings go. There was hashtag blessed, which I put in the sale, but I also have a smooth as a cat out of her down here in my pasture that we're training. The next year, it didn't work. I didn't get any mares in foal. It was just a bad year for me. But I have a bad Boone Horizon going to be born out of her in January. So I take pride in raising good quality paint horses, because that was kind of something that they told me I couldn't do. And I wanted to prove that I could and that you can.
Yeah, which you've kind of started down that path. What did hashtags blessed end up selling for?
$75,000.
That's a good chunk of change right there.
So you're not one of those people who says, just tell me what I can't do and I'll do it. Kind of sounds like you are, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. Good for you.
I feel like Sonny's probably that way too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think that a good horse is a good horse no matter what color it is. But I think that a good horse having color is a bonus. So
well, like
that's
it.
What I'm I trying like to it. Bring.
Yeah, I like it. Good deal. Yeah. So, Kinley, what's your future? How do you see your future shaping up? You're going to stay in the horse industry, or what's your long-term plans?
So as of right now, I've kind of taken a step back from showing. I am raising quite a few babies, and I like to be here with them, overseeing them. Now that could change. I haven't hung my shaps up forever, but for now I'm staying at home and raising good babies, and I'm going to be selling a lot of yearlings in the future. I do have a fixing to be 2-year-old. I'm a dirty white boy filly that I'm going to take to the snaffle bit as a 3-year-old. So I'm kind of getting into some of the working cow horse stuff and some of the ranch versatility stuff, because I feel like there's a lot of cutters that just don't quite make it as a cutter for one reason or another. And there's lots of places for those horses, and I want to be able to help find their place. And that requires trying some different disciplines.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to say that, you know, for NCHA, I worked there for a few years, and it's a discipline specific, you know, APHA or AQHA, we're a breed organization, obviously, so we do all the divisions. But when you look at a discipline specific organization like NCHA or cutting in general, you know, that cutting has such a large reach outside of just cutting. But I mean, where the breeding goes to, it's pretty amazing, really. It, like you said, there are so many places where it goes, whether it's roping or NRCHA or even barrel racing. A lot of those cow and bred horses go into that too. So I think that's a great play you're taking down, and that's awesome.
Well, thank you. I I'm pretty excited about it. It's been fun because I'm 23 and 22 years of my life have been cutting, which I love, and it's incredible. But getting to try some different disciplines has been exciting too.
Mm-hmm. How much of Doc, how many of your years have been horses? You know, is it like 75 or is it 76? I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm not in my 70s yet. Thank you very much.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't tell. The gray hair got in my eyes. So
yeah, thank you. Thank you, Kinley. Don't take anything off of Steven. It's all it does is inflate his ego. So there you go.
So what made you decide on which horse to sell at the sale? You got two horses, you got hashtag blessed, and you got the smoothest cat. So why'd you keep the smoothest cat and not the hashtags?
Well, I'm trying to think of the most proper way to say it, mm-hmm. but in all honesty, I thought the hashtags was a better horse. And so I felt like for me financially, I needed to sell the better one and make something out of the lesser one. Now, that's not to say that the Smooth Talking Style won't be better in the long run. I'm just saying that as a yearling, the hashtags baby was just beautiful. He was built perfect, and the Smooth Talking Style isn't. He's long and lanky and a little bit on the wild side, but his mother was a lot like that. Mm. So I think that he needs a little extra molding.
Yeah, I get you. Sonny, are you gonna get Chris to buy it so he can show in the Chromecast classes?
I'd love to.
Yeah. Get him right on that.
Yep.
He's got all his are pretty much registered.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Either the stud is registered, so his are registered, or I've got the mares are double registered. We are a Chromecast ranch.
Nice.
Should name it that. That'd be great. I should. 100%. I'll get the sign made if you'll hang it.
So
you bet.
So Kinley, I always ask this question of people in this horse community, but now that you've looked back over your 23 years, what do you like most? I think you've already answered this sort of. What's the thing that gives you the biggest thrill raising horses?
Seeing them succeed. For sure. You know, not necessarily even with me, which it's amazing when you get to raise one and ride it and it wins, but just, I want to raise good-minded, good quality horses, and watching their owners enjoy them and watching them succeed at whatever discipline they choose to take them to is just such a thrill for me. You know, most of the people that buy horses from me come back and they say, I want another one exactly like that one. And I'm like, all right, we've got more in the pasture.
That's good. Do you, do you have a vision of where you want to be in a dozen years or so?
A dozen years or so?
Yeah.
I want a dozen years or so. I want my own 15 stall barn. No more than 15 though, because you can't. You can't handle that by yourself. I want my own 15 stall barn with 10 good mares and a good using horse and a rope horse and 3 show horses of all different disciplines, a cutter, a working cow horse, and who knows what else I might find between now and then. And I want to be able to raise, you know, 5 to 10 good yearlings each year that I've put in the sale and watch them succeed at whatever they choose to do.
So how much roping are you doing these days?
Well, I broke my thumb, so not much these days.
But you just broke it. It didn't pop off, right?
No, it didn't pop off, and it didn't happen roping, but I smashed it pretty good.
Well, there's some pretty good paint roping payouts that we have. So,
yeah.
You need to come down here to the stockyards for the cowgirl gathering and do a little breakaway.
I'd like to do that. That seems like a lot of fun. And hopefully in the future, that's what we'll be doing. You know, roping kind of started as a hobby, but my younger brother Tate has really gotten into it, and it's become more of a serious thing around here than it used to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of suck you in. I know how that goes. Just sucks you right in.
Yeah, it's a lot faster than the cutting is.
Yeah, it is. It is. So are you going to show this year at the World Show?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, in the past, we have just brought some cutters and shown. But my mom's dad, so my grandpa, recently bought a paint filly that's a trained working cow horse. So we're going to come and do the working cow horse and do the ranch trail and cut.
That is awesome. Yeah. What can we expect, Sunny, this year at the World Show? Want to give us a little input on that? There you go.
Nice. Good.
There's going to be some changes. We're working on adding NCHA cutting classes and sanctioned NRCHA cow horse classes to the World Show. We're working on more added money in the Chrome Cash. Those will stay the aged events, possibly with the NCHA classes having some weekend classes with some added money. Hopefully that will be finalized here shortly, and you can find that on the website as well.
Are you going to show this year? Are you going to just jump on somebody's paint and give it a go?
You never know.
Never know.
She's more than welcome to show any of mine.
Hey, oh, man, look at there. Wow, a deal.
Billy's trying to get me to work more at the show, so I might be busy working.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see how that works.
Yeah, good cover there. Blame it on the doctor.
Always going to blame it on me. I see how that works.
Yeah.
Kenley, do you just giggle all the time?
I try to. You know, life is pretty hard, and that seems to make it a little bit easier.
I like it.
Yeah. Doc, you should try that. You should, you know, life is hard. You should giggle a little more. It'd make everybody's life easier if you
you know, Kenley, you don't understand how it is here. I'm the most giggly personality in the building, and I don't know why I take such a ribbing, but you're just going to have to trust me on that one.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you're gonna have to drop by and hang out with us someday, and you'll find
out. Love to.
Oh, come on down, that way you can see how it really works here. And I mean, when you start thinking about bubbly, my name is going to pop up right in your head. That will happen. Yeah, I don't even want to know what Sunny's thinking.
I'm thinking, did you guys plan on wearing matching clothes today, or was that just a fluke?
You know, it's just how it happens. Great minds think alike. And we knew we were going to have to, you know, do this podcast. So, you know, power in numbers, Sunny.
Where's mine?
You know, you got to get in the cool club. And I don't know. I don't even know if your application is in yet. So
no. Denied. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to get in. But once you get in, you're always in. But it's a struggle. It's a struggle.
Kenley,
but
you come down here and hang out with us, you'll be in on day one.
That's right.
On day one, you'll be in the cool kids club.
So. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Well, one of the things I wanted to mention, too, that just let all of our listeners be aware of is Kenley's actually going to be featured, her and Cinderella Cat, in our Paint Horse Journal coming out here soon, January, February issue. Mm-hmm. A little issue called Paints Do It Best, and it's going to tell a little bit of story about them and their accomplishments and you know, what it means to them to have a paint horse in the overall big picture of the equine world. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that was really exciting when they called me and they said, or messaged me, and they said, hey, we're doing an article about paint horses succeeding in outside classes. And I was like, well, I've got the perfect one for that. And yeah. I sent her, you know, all of her story and everything. And she was like, well, I'm going to have to condense it down a little bit, but I'd love to hear the whole thing sometime. And I said, well, you just give me a call.
That's right.
Well, you know, it's just going to go to about 40,000 households. So you're going to be a superstar when it hits the presses and gets mailed out to everyone. So get ready.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing about Cinderella Cat for me is that she has fans. And I mean, legit fans that don't have any idea who I am. And so it's so funny because they have like these Facebook chats and stuff, and they will be talking about her, and I will never be mentioned that one time. And so I'll jump on there and I'll be like, hey, you know, I'm Cinderella Cat's owner, and this is what actually happened. And they just like skim over that, pretend like they didn't see it, and then continue on. And so she's got this little fan club, and I just love it. I love it for her. It's so cool.
You know what you need to do, Kinley? You need to create all of the social media for her. Just have your own Cinderella Cat social media, have her own page, have her respond to people. You could create a whole personality. It would be awesome.
I think that would blow people's minds. Oh, I'm serious.
I do it with cats all the time. People do it with cats all the time. You see that in cats' Instagrams all the time. You can do it with a horse for sure.
If cat people can do it, Cinderella Cat people can do it. So
exactly.
Yeah.
But she would have plenty of content because she's the kind that opens her stall door and unties herself, and she thinks she's a person. So she would have plenty of content.
There you go. You should do that. Create your own little phenomenon, your viral phenomenon. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, and some may not know, but Cinderella Cat was actually on the cover of Painted Horse Journal in 2019.
So yes, she was.
Yeah. You get you a bunch of those and just get a hoof print and sign it with her hoof print and send it out. See there? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
We got money making ideas here, Kinley.
They're all sounding pretty good to
me. We're gonna help you out. You're gonna be rolling in it soon. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Well, we'll kind of wrap it up here. I think it's awesome that you have had such success with the chrome on your horses, and then now as you've developed your own path in the equine world. You know, your dad's had a great successful career, and but now you've kind of found your own niche and path through the industry, which is amazing. And Cinderella Cat being a paint kind of set that off for you. So it's a pretty awesome story, and you continue to have success not only with her, but with her babies now too. And I myself pretty excited to see where your breeding program goes. And I'm sure we'll see these Cinderella Cat babies in the finals somewhere at the upcoming cuttings or rope and pins or NRCHA events. So it's a pretty exciting deal.
Oh yeah, it's really exciting. And I was also, I forgot to mention that thanks to Sunny, my Kit dual mare is a paint too now. So both of my main matriarch mares, Cinderella Cat and MK Vivian, are both paints.
Oh,
so fantastic. I'm raising paint horses, you know, all the way around. And I even bred Vivian to a homozygous stud this year so that it'll actually have the color. And so I'm really getting deep into it. I didn't even know how that was going to happen, but it did.
That's awesome. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like you're going to be producing color for years to come. So that's that's going to be great. We can't wait to see the babies in the show pen. That's for sure. Glad we have the Chrome Cash program for people. That's the nice thing about Chrome Cash is it's kind of that phenomenon. We're coming to you. So there's events coming to you, and we give some incentive at our world show as well. But it's awesome to see how much that program's grown. Thanks to the hard work of Miss Sunny. Sunny doesn't like to be on these interviews, so we're pretty excited that she's actually here. She tries to stay behind the scenes more than anything, but every now and again we shove her in the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you regret it immediately.
No, we don't. Actually, it provides people like it provides a break from Steven.
Yeah. Everybody needs a break. Well, not everybody, just Doc needs a break from me. He's super smart. Probably one of the most intelligent people I know, but he struggles with the wittiness, Stephen Hayes. So it's a hard thing.
I think that him and my dad would get along very well. They've got a lot of the same personality.
We'd get along just fine. I'm sure we would. Yeah.
Well, your dad was actually a couple things we should mention. Your dad was actually in here, in our office. So he's been here. You haven't, he's been in here.
See it.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that we actually are working on a virtual reality 360 video of Cinderella Cat, right? And they're, mm-hmm. you're actually cutting a cow. So if you're in the stockyards here soon, we're developing that video, but you're going to be able to get to ride Cinderella Cat through the eyes of, is it you or your dad that's riding you?
My dad.
Through the eyes of Tommy Marvin. Here we go.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. And you know, he's the one that really, I like to take the credit, but all the credit really goes to him, because she was a little bit of a difficult horse. And I feel like part of the reason some of her siblings didn't succeed is because people gave up, and my dad didn't. He persevered, and he's the reason that she's this special, special horse that we talk about now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty amazing. And to not give up and just keep pushing through and to see the success. So, yeah. So I'd say if you're in the stockyards, stop by and hitch a ride on Cinderella Cat, and it'd be a pretty amazing experience, I'm sure.
You got to buckle your seatbelt when you're riding the horse. She whiplashes me pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
As her baby was selling here recently, I pulled up the winning video, and right there at the end, she did whiplash me good. And I've rode her always. So
you think the doctor could actually ride her, or you think he'd fall off? I mean, give your honest opinion. You think he'd fall off, or you'd ride her?
I think that he would be scared enough that he'd be able to hang on. Cause she scares me. So sometimes,
yeah. Here's what I promise you. I'll stay on. I will not promise you that it will be pretty. And that's all I'm going to do.
It's like a cat that you try to throw into the water and it catches the net and just like stuck.
Well, she just like, she's so cowy. You don't know which way she's going to go. She's always in the right spot and she's everywhere all at the same time. And my dad makes it look so easy, but the rest of us, we have a hard time staying in the middle of her sometimes.
Oh, no way. You didn't tell me I had to stay in the middle. You just told me I had to stay on.
Okay. Here's the deal.
Okay. All right.
As long as you're like, mostly in the middle, you're going to stay on. But with her, if you get a certain point of not in the middle, you're not going to stay
on. It's over, huh? It's over. Now, I feel high. I have a lengthy cutting horse career. I believe I have been on 5 total cutting horses in my life. So I have a lengthy career. So I think I can do it. I feel like I can do it. But it won't be pretty. I'll just tell you that.
So Kim, now as we're talking about this, it's really getting my juices flowing. How much money we got to pull together to put Doc on her for, just 2 minutes? There's 2 cows, 2 minutes. I don't need the whole 2.5, and to see if he can actually stay on her. But I want her like tuned up. I want your dad to get on her and like really, she needs to be snappy and popping.
Hey, I've got a great idea. Great idea. She's coming to the paint world right at the end of the cutting. So after dad got done showing her that day, we'll have a special event and he can ride her.
I love this idea.
It can be for charity or something. We can sell tickets for charity.
Yeah. We'll place bets on how long he actually stays on. All right. I'm in. Like this is, I'm taking notes. Get ready, Doc.
You better start working out. She'll be there. She'll be there. I'm so in.
Start doing some crunches. Really get that ab, the cores built up. Like you really need the core built back up.
Oh, I've got plenty of core. That's for sure.
Well, we'll kind of wind it down here with that. And maybe everybody gets to see the Doc ride Cinderella Cat at the World Show. It'd be a pretty amazing experience, I feel like, for everyone involved.
Everyone.
But Kinley, Sonny, we really appreciate you taking the time to visit about Chrome Cash and Cinderella Cat and all the success y'all have had. Thank you very much. And we look forward to seeing you at the next cutting event or the World Show coming up here soon.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
Thanks, Kinley.
Thank you for having me.
Adios.
Bye. Bye-bye.